I'm at the New Farm Neighbourhood Centre, which is currently hosting the first ever Brisbane Trans Fair Day. Trans issues aren't something the wider community often deals with, so I asked some people what being trans or gender diverse means for them.
Being trans is about breaking down the boundaries of biological sex or assigned sex at birth and really becoming who you are, exploring your identity and, you know, being out as the person you feel you are inside. It's not about, you know, assigned sex or genitals. It's really about what's in your heart, what's in your mind, and how you interact with the people around you.
Okay, being transgender, whether you're genetically male or female, your mindset is opposite. Basically, with my case, I always knew I was a woman or girl at that time. But now, after starting hormones and the likes, I'm actually coming at more at peace within myself. So you'll find that's pretty much the same with a lot of the trans ladies or guys.
Just on the note of transitioning, you don't have to transition to be trans. You can be pre-transitional.
No, it's basically your own decision, but your own state of mind. If you're comfortable in the way you are, then great.
Event organisers Miff and Ailish say the event is about highlighting and bringing together the trans community.
So I think that for the trans community, visibility is finally something that a lot of people want to be involved in. They're no longer sort of the invisible community. They're becoming more and more active at fair days and at rallies, and we wanted to focus on not just the negativity. So Ida Hot is often about focusing on the homophobia and transphobia, and Trans Day of Remembrance is normally talking about the people that you've lost and in the world that we've lost. So we wanted to celebrate diversity and the trans community in a positive and exciting way, and we thought that if we got the members of the community together that we could maybe start something special. I think at the moment we've probably got about 70 to 80 people.
So in terms of my role, my name's Miff, and one of the reasons our organisation became part of this is that we believe that a lot of people in the LGBTIQ community experience really poor mental health outcomes, and studies show that that's primarily because of discrimination and abuse. So we really feel like days like the Trans Fair Day are a celebration of diversity and hopefully breaking down that stigma and discrimination.
And why did people come? I spoke to some of the people who showed up.
I'm here with the UQ Pride Alliance, and we've just set up a little stall so we can engage with trans people in the community and maybe find some people that go to UQ so we can help support them.
So I like to get out in the community, make myself known, friends with the organisers, and was given this opportunity, and I thought, yeah, definitely, I'm gonna come down and meet some new people.
I'm Bridget Clinch. I'm actually at Trans Fair Day because I am trans, and also I'm running for the seat of Brisbane in the federal election. So this being the first one, I thought I'd come along, and it's really cool. It's brought a few people out of the woodwork, I guess.
Yeah, I'm a trans fair today with my lovely fiance, just to find out a little bit more about the trans community here in Brisbane, how colourful and large and beautiful it is.
I guess I'm here because I want to support trans people, because I understand that there is a lot of stigma about it. A lot of people don't understand about it. And also my friend invited me and they're really cool, so I wanted to see them.
I came with my youngest child because they were interested and I just wanted to spend some time with them. And I believe that people should be free to do whatever they want to do and to be whoever they want to be, you know, as long as it's not trespassing on other people's rights to have those same freedoms.
Everyone identifies differently, and it's good to be an inclusive group of some sort. And I suppose this part of the community sometimes feels excluded, so it's sort of good to have like a more inclusive event for it, I suppose. Yeah.
Everything looks pretty great out there. There's a really good turnout. It's really heartening to see other people like me out and visible in the community, which is what this day is all about.
LGBTI issues are becoming more prominent in the Australian consciousness with the Safe Schools program in the media and the upcoming marriage equality plebiscite. But what do transgender people think about the state of trans awareness and support in Australia?
I feel like trans rights are getting there slowly in Australia, but there's some good waves coming.
It's going frustratingly slow because we still, every time you hear someone transition, their story's told like kind of like it, they're the first one and there's no baseline of awareness. And so we have this really frustrating situation where we're constantly justifying and explaining the basics of the fact that we exist and that it's like a legit thing. But yeah, I guess for me personally, I didn't have that many role models. And that's one of the things that a few young people have said to me in the last couple of weeks since I've been running, that it's good to see trans people in positive roles in society actually doing something productive, and that's making a difference to them. So yeah, we're getting there, but it's painfully slow.
The fact that we have the trans community here today means that it's coming along fantastically. I think visibility is amazing, and it's in a supportive way, and I think that's why people have come out today.